Hi, this is Felicity from the Harbor, and today is the 16th and final day of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Today we'll be talking about human rights, because today is International Human Rights Day. If you're like me, you have probably heard the term human rights and not really known what that means, besides a vague memory of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right? Wrong. Those are just the beginning. There's a whole lot more to it. In 1948, the UN ratified the actual International Declaration of Human Rights, which was largely written by Eleanor Roosevelt. It's a pretty inspiring document that's easily findable on the internet, and while it's too long for me to read now, I urge you to take a look. In 1995, Hillary Clinton famously delivered a speech to the Fourth World Conference on Women in which she said women's rights are human rights. She also said, "It is no longer acceptable to discuss women's rights as separate from human rights." This is equally true when applied to survivors. Over the last 2 weeks, we've been talking a lot about power and control, which are the two tactics and goals of domestic abusers. Power and control imply that the person being controlled is not fully human, does not deserve full human rights. That mindset is what we have to combat, because all humans get human rights, which don't include being controlled by another person. At the Harbor, we believe in empowerment. We believe survivors are the experts in their own lives, and so when we offer help to a survivor, we help them explore choices and possibilities, but the decisions on which path to take are their own. To us, that's the most important human right of all, to make your own choices. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more, our website is harbornw.org. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/harbornw, and we are available by phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 503-325-5735 en español llama gratis 1-855-938-0584.